Thanks. Can you hear me?
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, JY Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set to at the Civic Center in Baltimore, Maryland on May 4th, 1980. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows Tour Book, number one. Show, number one. The Civic Center, Baltimore, Maryland, Sunday, May 4th, 1980. Phil Bombs Bursting in Air. Set two, Scarlet Begonias. Feeding off that lingering first set buzz, the Dead throw their cards on the table with a potentially explosive Scarlet Fire combination. Here, potentially refers to the word explosive, not to the fire. History alert. Since first pairing with Fire on the Mountain on March 18, 1977 at the Winterland Arena, the Scarlet Fire combination has been separated only three times to date. As a first set closer two nights later at Winterland on the 20th of March, again, as it flowed into a going down the road feeling bad the next month at the Palladium in New York City, late April, and once again as a standalone version that preceded a Dancing in the Streets a year later in Pittsburgh. In April 1978. Using a simple extrapolation method, there's a 96% chance we'll get a Fire on the Mountain tonight. Throbbing crowd energy colors the Civic Center a nostalgic yellow, conjuring a pleasant dawn or even sunset, depending on one's viewpoint. And like it or not, the transition from night to day, or from day to night, is upon us. The tune is pumping. Jerry isn't screwing around this time. The man was taking notes and taking names during Donies and is dead set on throttling the crowd. But are we fit enough to follow? This full-on dance fest causes the pot to bubble over with joy. Someone turn off the stove. There's a need to leave something in the tank for unforeseen events. Not just the tragedies, but the triumphs as well. A wedding, a vacation, a new car, or a special present. All worthy endeavors that you, the cheapskate, somehow manage to ignore. Reflect on why you can't give more. The jam conveniently gives you space. It builds and swirls until it torments you enough that you must face your fear. But what are you so afraid of? What part of you is so insecure that you refuse to believe that love is infinite, that dipping into the well of emotions means there will always be enough, and in this way, the riches of your life will follow suit? Do not be frightened by the upcoming transition. Jerry is eager to jump into the fire. What about you? We welcome it. Fire on the Mountain. Fire roars into town on the wings of a transition that lacks both length and spaciousness. Too much, too fast. Side effects may include congestion, a sense of compression, and a lack of breathing room. But let's be realistic. We're in the 80s now. There will be no Donna, no Keith, no probing or prodding, and no more patiently waiting for the perfect opportunity to unleash the dragon. This may take some getting used to. Replacing Donna and Keith is one thing, but sacrificing heady jams for speed may tempt some older heads to call it a day. We're sorry to see you go. But given the choice between touring from 1973 to 1979 and extending this current tour for another 5 years, the vast majority of heads would choose the former. While the color and intensity have varied over time, the fire that has warmed us since 1977 has carried with it a consistent message. Destroy the underbrush so new life can arise. Rid the land of what is harmful to growth. They shall be banished from the earth so that newly sprouted deadheads may flourish in their stead. They will appreciate this version of the band, and they will stand fiercely by its side, repelling the naysayers and protecting what is sacred to their dying day. This is the new covenant. This is the bond we shall forge together, immersed in the cleansing flames. Bob still fills the necessary space with his unique interpretations. Phil lunges, plunges, and plugs any remaining areas of need. The drummers keep pace with some funky cowbell and an array of beats and patterns that may not be immediately recognizable, but do so much to keep us physically engaged. A solid bass that connects us to the ground. Brent weaves within the parameters he has allowed, the secret sauce in the recipe. So, while those who wish to complain will continue to do so, there is a new crew in town, eager to feed off the flames. They dare to move as close as they can, without caring whether they get burned. They have been inducted into the fire ritual and wear it like a badge of courage. They are the new guard, forged by the flames of a new empire. And with that, an absence of sound envelops us. The fire has spoken and considers the current business concluded. Samson and Delilah. Again, blurts a straggler who somehow survived the cleansing by fire. Every goddamn night, if I had my way, he gripes, citing reasons that were once valid during his own heyday. But again, perceptions accurate in 1976 ring hollow here in the 80s. The words barely leave his mouth before youngsters bearing the skeleton insignia of the new guard surround the poor chap and beat him down with neo-dogmatic reasoning. Intolerable. He is summarily bound and tied with spider silk, then left to hang from the ceiling, his flesh slowly decomposing from bacteria-laden saliva in their mouths. A liquid lunch saved for later. That's what transgressions against this empire will get you. Besides, didn't you hear those gritty Jerry leads, the come-to-church keyboards, and the ferocious drumming? We have no use for those unable to appreciate the intensity, power, and fury the current incarnation of the dead brings to this song. Use the scathing notes as crampons to scale the walls so that we may feast on the carcasses of the non-believers. Tear this old building down? We cannot tear this old building down while our quarry still hangs from the rafters. The art of preservation holds valuable lessons for the bleak future ahead. Tonight, Samson shreds so hard, and on a totally shreddy night like this, we couldn't ask for a better time or place. It is a rapture. The believers have redemption in their grasp. It is a frenzy. The flickering of fingers and music have us disoriented. We may even feast on each other. Tear this old building down. Metaphorically, yes. Physically, no. The song ends, and we pray for a speedy recovery. Man, if only the real church were this intense, we'd never miss a Sunday. This show has the heart rate going, that's for sure. Tuning says Ship of Fools. Hopefully, it offers relief. Ship of Fools. Baltimore hasn't been this lit since Francis Scott Key composed the national anthem here during the War of 1812. True, there have been plenty of fireworks, but what sort of inspiration will we carry with us? Responses such as going to more shows or similar statements of that ilk are grounds for immediate dismissal, no matter how deeply Jerry's guitar pierces. And dismissal papers will also be served to those who believe this song's meaning is solely about maritime activities. At this point in the show, the captain understands the need for a break, so why not slip in a good old-fashioned metaphor while he's at it? Performing this selection so close to our nation's capital is a sneaky denigration of the entire political system. Witness lines such as, "Don't lend your hand to raise no flag, atop no ship of fools." We too stand by this edict. We fly a flag of a different color. Apologies to Mr. Scott Key, but we do sympathize with your desire to pen the words that ultimately bring our nation together, at least for a few moments before sporting events and school activities. 20,000 people battled that day, and tonight a similar number give their all for the cause. Jerry calls 30 years upon his head. He's still in good voice and has shown considerable ingenuity with the guitar. What was all that talk about the dead being past their prime? Garcia still knows how to bend a note or two. He remembers why people are here to see him and hits us right where it is necessary. He still has his unique method of enunciation, especially on lines such as, "The bottle stands as empty as it was filled before," choosing to linger on the emptiness of the situation, spinning our minds into a world of gratitude. We are filled with appreciation for the small things, for our health, for the ability to be able to see this band who may not be at their peak, but still manages to infuse the tired landscape of America with a chance to experience the daring and danger of a time in our history that has long passed. Playing in the band. Confident Bob Weir. His pride is nourishment. For we, the predators, are the victors. Let the proclamation ring across this vast land. The enemy has been defeated. The song is a cry of victory, a celebration of the spoils of triumph. We shall sleep soundly tonight, knowing that once again, peace has been earned. Yet within victory lies the steep price of loss. Round up the vanquished to be sold as slaves in the town square. For the strongest men, a harsh sentence of physical labor awaits. Women and children are left to a fate better not discussed here. those hoping for leniency must proclaim allegiance to our God. Absolute rejection of previous belief systems is paramount for integration. Refusal to do so dooms the victim to a stunted life, filled with brutality, punctuated at last by a violent and humiliating death. Yet our culture is not without sympathy. Blessed are those who unwaveringly accept our faith, for they will be allowed to rebuild their lives. They will serve as housekeepers and consorts of the wealthy. Their children will be educated in local schools and thoroughly indoctrinated into our tribe's ways. Any perceived dissent is dealt with harshly. Depending on the gravity of the crime, even the slightest hint of lingering prior beliefs in their worldview is ground for torture and immediate banishment. Administering large doses of a medicinal plant at regular intervals extracts the most stubborn ideas from these heretics. Once collected, offensive thoughts are presented before a tribunal, where they are weighed against a predetermined set of current ideals. If the scale tips too far towards their past allegiance, instant extermination, courtesy of a jewel-encrusted silver lance driven through the base of the skull, as only the purest philosophy is allowed to flourish. And now, much like our ancestors throughout the millennia, we, the like-minded, brought together in the name of the One, bow to the power of music. We find ourselves within an oral neuronet, a string-like maze that offers no exit by design. We use Jerry's innovative explorations to climb towards the summit of the Civic Center. The silken ropes that bind our captured prey to the ceiling are cut, signaling the start of feeding time. An electric outpouring of sound and spirit covers the floor, the seats, and our clothing as we lap up the shiny silver mixture. If we are to make it through the Drums in Space segment into the back end of the show and onward to Pennsylvania, we must gorge ourselves sufficiently on tonight's offerings. Dissonant, unrecognizable patterns of sound are the perfect background for finishing the gruesome task. The lack of cohesion offers privacy. The crowd's attention is everywhere yet nowhere, and a suspension of belief permeates the floor. This playing is extremely deep, in case you haven't figured it out by now. The band and this song have depicted the pervasive, ugly instinct in predators. But the will to survive is not optional. It is inextricably linked to life itself. Nature presents no moral quandaries. It strictly follows the brutal Darwinian rule, a horror show, if you will. As you stop to ponder this statement, playing in the band sheds its former identity, absolving itself of any questionable actions encouraged during its tenure, and piece by piece drifts towards the drums. Drums. What does the drum segment bring to this show? Out of ideas, drained, or possibly too full, nothing comes to mind. Prey lazes about in close contact with its enemy. A defiant slam and the rattle of percussion reinforce muscle fibers as the drums scan and heal our musculoskeletal system. Now is not the time to move or think. In this state, the mind ceases seeking answers, stops searching for dissenters, and relinquishes the inherent desire for constant movement. We often overlook the processes of regeneration and repair in the context of growth, yet they are equally important. Scheduling personal time is no sin, whether it is a day, a week, or even a couple of hours. Some find solace in a leisurely walk outdoors, while others turn to video games. Some crave a cup of hot tea or coffee in the quiet of a house where they are the only ones awake. The drummers chose simplicity tonight. They were concise. They were exact. They understood their role in the larger context of the show. They, too, understood the structure of space, and with that, we venture into it. Space. We enter space alone. When this sacred moment arises, time becomes flexible, allowing thoughts and ideas to flow effortlessly. If one thinks hard enough, the quality of the space can be labeled as a Close Encounters jam or a Spanish jam infusion. Tonight's space contains the briefest St. Stephen phrasing, a ladle of cosmic soup accidentally spilled into the atmosphere. Most of it burned up before it reached Earth, but what about the tiny amount left swirling in the sky? Well, it found a home right here in the Civic Center, where it remains, invisible to the eye, odorless and silent. It can be argued that it does not exist at all. It does, however, understand that we are aware of it. We decided not to discuss it or pursue the idea further. There are bigger issues at hand, issues that loom larger with each passing second, each quantifiable note on the guitar. Black Peter. The perfect post-space song. Playing in the band was deep, and let's face it, a little freaky. Now, Jerry delivers a dose of reality. If we were the betting type, it wouldn't hurt to place a fair amount of dosh on an all-out Bobby rocker to close the show. But we've been wrong before, and we don't have that kind of money anyway. Black Peter is slow, foreboding, and sad, expertly capturing the emotions in the room. Its atmosphere offers space for reflection and regret as you prepare to meet your maker. Recall the sins against the good folk who unwaveringly supported you throughout your life. This meeting's finality is poignant. You've always played your cards close to the vest, and your family never knew how sick you were. Jerry's wicked guitar tone adds to the general solitude. The man has managed to harness all the energy in the room to deliver emotions we didn't even know we had inside ourselves. How is it possible to feel grief for a person we've never met? Roll back up, gonna roll back down. My God, if that doesn't tell the story of our life. Tears well in our eyes. Yes, it's getting blurry. We will ride with the band to the heart-rending bridge. When it comes, it hits hard. It has to. A time to cry, a time to marvel, and a time to greet the holy angels here to guide you towards safety during life's final moments. Follow them and be free from the pain in this unfair world. Free yourself from the burden of living. They say a life well lived is a life worth living. What about a life well lived? Will your friends be there for you when you need them? If not, did you do enough to make them want to be there? Clap along to those thoughts and try not to think too deeply. You just aren't one of the chosen. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here in the first place. It's okay. Phil has a soft landing for you. Jerry is in complete control as the run in C hits in perfect sync with his guitar. Notes and voice combine to form an alliance that is both powerful and authoritative. This is an amazing moment. As the show's architect, he slowly built us in his image. The moment of self-awareness is too obvious to dismiss. Black Peter shows you who you are. This is who we are. We are nothing more, nothing less, and nothing at all. Sugar Magnolia. We saw this Bobby rocker coming from miles away. Okay, just a song ago, but it felt like miles. That said, two measly tunes after space make for some sparse offerings. But not if this Sugar Mag goes off. Regardless of the time spent together, we should enjoy what we have rather than complain about what we don't. The quality of the moment can extend far beyond your imagination, provided you have the will to imagine. Phil must first utterly destroy everything that stands in his way. Yes, sir, while you're at it, please remove all the negative thoughts as well. What a vibe, what a show. Loving every second of this Sugar Magnolia. It may not be the best version, or maybe it is. It doesn't matter. But it is the exact song needed at the exact time in the exact place. 10 years of therapy encapsulated in just 10 minutes of music. The wonders of nature, the wonders of chemistry, and the wonders of a band that exists way past its expiration date. The band, which pioneered a genre by resisting societal trends, has mastered the keys to survival. Adaptation and evolution. Now it's our turn. Oh, hell yeah. Having ourselves a time, my brothers and sisters. Positive thoughts bubble and overflow, creating a foam bath that cleanses the masses. This message is meant for all of you. The cleansing of body, mind, and soul. The holy trinity that mystics have sought for countless lifetimes since the dawn of man. We wish you the gladdest of tidings, the happiest of times, the ultimate mystical experience, and the wonder of whatever you choose. Sorry, words and thoughts are a jumbled mess. Insufficient to capture what just happened here. Come on, you heard it. You know what we're talking about. Sunshine Daydream. Bob says, thank you. Encore. U.S. Blues. There can be no other choice, no way, no how. We proudly wave our flag both wide and high from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner near the nation's capital and the USS Constellation. Yes, we are patriots who love our country as much as the next guy. We love that living in this country means we are free to disagree and to engage in discourse on matters where we agree to disagree. We are proud to engage in a freedom that allows us to wave our flag wide and high without living in fear that some hooligan-inspired secret police knocking at our door in the middle of the night might take us away. You know, the stuff that happens in faraway dictatorships. Can you get any more American than a U.S. blues backed by the will of several thousand frothing patriots? No. And you know what? Even though Independence Day is still nearly 2 months away, nothing says America like a summertime filled with this very essence of shared freedom. If that makes us patriots, then so be it. We'll say it loud, we'll say it proud. My oh my. And if you don't like it, well, you can leave it. As for us, we intend to stay. Deep down, you know you will too. Thank you all. Good night. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. See you next shows on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.